Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. John, drones, man. Drones.
Talk to us about these drones. I'm hearing drones, drones, drones all over the place. What's going on?
Well, you know, CBN News reports that the FAA, which is, you know, right, the Aviation Administration.
Federal, yeah.
That is one step closer to widespread drones over America.
Oh, my gosh.
The U.S. military, this is what they say, the U.S. military relies heavily on drones overseas, but now the government is one step closer to using drone flights across the United States. The Federal Aviation Administration one of the 50 states, submit proposals to create 6 drone test sites around the country.
Wow.
This is what they say. Our focus is on maintaining and improving the safety and efficiency of the world's largest aviation system, says the Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood. This research will give us valuable information about how best to ensure the safe introduction of this advanced technology into our nation's skies. Possible users of the drones, they say, include police, power companies, and farmers. Privacy advocates worry that the use of drones will lead to surveillance society where Americans are monitored by the authorities. There is a legitimate concern about privacy, Midian County Sheriff Tom Miller told the Plain Dealer in his community. He says, if I'm having a barbecue in my backyard, I don't want this thing flying over it, but I sure want it up in the air if my grandson is missing. The public has every right, he says, to be able to know what's going to happen with these things. But understand this, you know, you give an inch, they take a mile. You're giving up constitutional rights when you say, you know, I can be monitored. Yeah. And if you go back and listen to VFN Ready, you'll hear being said, a word of knowledge, that if we keep flying drones over other nations, they'll soon fly over us.
Mm-hmm.
And the FAA just put it in writing, 6 test sites that states submit for 6 test sites to see how these things. And understand this, that you can have a server on a drone and bring internet service to an area by having a drone just fly over that city or that region, or drop ads down and suck up the what's happening in the bandwidth in that particular area. And
oh, wow.
It is like, oh my goodness. You know?
All the internet went out.
Yeah, as those Duck Dynasties dude says, he says, it's on like Donkey Kong. It's amazing how quick that these things are being fulfilled across the board. And now not only are we willing to be searched, frisked, and x-rayed down to the core of our bone marrow when we get on a plane, that now we're actually allowing people to fly over. I mean, Google's already been flying over with delayed data, you know, for all the world to see. And there used to be a day that the burglars would come and case a joint. Now they just actually Google it and just follow you on Facebook until you go on your vacation and start posting up pictures. Hey, I'm out here away from my home now. Oh, my goodness. So, yeah, drones. So they're beginning to look at the drones now, using them in the States.
Wow. Wow. You know, it's interesting. You know, yesterday at the end of the second hour, we talked about how, and this was yesterday we reported this. Yesterday we reported that it was interesting. Interesting how Heinz ketchup was being sold to Warren Buffett's company.
Yes,
right?
Right.
And John Kerry is married to Teresa Heinz, and how, you know, Warren Buffett has close relationship with President Obama. Would you believe that today?
What?
Today.
What?
CNN Money is actually asking the question, is Buffett overpaying for Heinz?
Oh, my goodness.
This is a shrewd.
He doesn't overpay for anything.
Businessman. He don't like spending his money now, okay?
He don't even pay his secretary from what I think the reports were.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just allegedly, according to the reports you're saying about taxes.
According to the president. Yeah. This is what they're saying. Buffett's Berkshire is buying Heinz along with the Brazilian private equity firm 3G Capital, and together the two firms are going to pay 28 $1.5 billion, including the company's existing debt. Now, existing shareholders will get $72.50 a share, a 20% premium from the $60 Heinz shares has been trading just before the deal. It's like, wait a minute. This is premium, high dollar. And so it's like, what is going on here? What is going on here? Is there possibly something that, is there a deal here somewhere? Mm. We talked about this yesterday. Was there a deal? If you buy Heinz ketchup, then maybe John Kerry will accept the nomination to be the Secretary of State.
Yeah, it makes you is it past the sniff test from the whole thing that's going on? And it's like, wow, did we just have somebody pay $28 billion for a man to become Secretary of the State to replace Hillary Clinton? I mean, just questions that we're asking. We don't know, but it's interesting that now who's reporting that?
This is CNN Money.
Yeah, CNN Money is now reporting the same, you know, beginning to ask questions about it.
Wow, amazing.
Amazing.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.